December 26th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal Father of all generations. I speak today to draw all people and all nations into the arms of truth. Truth is the reality of my dominion over every heart. Everything in every present moment answers to this truth. When mankind attempts to act outside of truth, he is cooperating with evil. Every dictatorship, secular or religious, is defeated at its inception, for nothing can succeed without me. At the same time, that which is of me cannot be defeated. Antichrists will come and go. They may look successful at first and may fool many, but they will not stand the test of time. The reality of the truth. My dominion is over heaven and earth, all of creation, all souls. My will is the fulfillment of my commandments in every heart. This is why I look only at hearts, not achievements or appearances. Contemplate this. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 3 through 4. Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brethren beloved by God, that he has chosen you. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 8 through 15. And then the lawless one will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by his appearing and his coming. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter.